You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Tuesday, April 9th. A man accused of killing 23-year-old woman Hannah Maguire in Western Victoria has faced court this morning. Lachlan Young, aged 21, was charged with murder after the woman's body was found in a burnt-out car south of Ballarat. The court heard that multiple crime scenes are being analysed and a number of items, including CCTV hard drives, are being subjected to forensic analysis. Police say the alleged perpetrator knew Hannah, the case expected to return to court in July. The alleged murder has left the Ballarat community reeling following the suspected murder of mother Samantha Murphy in the same area back in February, her body yet to be recovered. An Indigenous teen's death after he harmed himself in detention was a preventable tragedy, the corrections officer who found him in his cell has told an inquest. Cleveland Dobb was found unresponsive in the early hours of October 12, 2023, in Perth's Casuarina prison. The court heard that prior to his death, Cleveland's requests for water were denied. The United Nations stipulates drinking water shall be available to every prisoner, whether he or she needs it. The spotlight continues to shine on the treatment of youth in detention throughout the country, particularly when it comes to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The Amy Winehouse biographical feature film Back to Black is starting its global cinematic rollout, though controversy still plagues it. The film follows Winehouse's rise to fame and portrays her relationships with her family and former husband. Back to Black has been approved by the Amy Winehouse estate, and the director also met with Winehouse's parents, though it's her fan base who are the biggest critics of the project, suggesting it's exploitative of Winehouse's trauma and addiction story. It comes nearly 13 years after the six-time Grammy Award winner died from alcohol poisoning, aged 27. Lastly, people across North America and Mexico gazed upwards and saw a blackened sun in the midday dusk known as the total solar eclipse. Many went to viewing spots to see the landmark natural event, whereas others joined mass wedding ceremonies dubbed elope and eclipse. It's the first total solar eclipse to darken the continent in 7 years, and it only lasted for 4.5 minutes. That's your evening news headlines. In tomorrow's ep, we look at the death of the Australian Music Festival. Our music festival sector has been struggling lately, and you might have noticed some of your favourite events being cancelled, from Groove in the Mood to Splendour in the Grass. We speak to the experts in the industry about what the future holds and why music festivals are a quintessential part of Aussie culture and community. Check out The Quickie, wherever you get your podcasts.